Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 1st of December. Starting off with Ascent Resources, where it looks as though there's been a nice triangle break from late October, breaking the line around, well, I suppose, the 5.7 area, 5.8 area, and above that on an end-of-day close basis. Looking for that resistance line projection from back in March, currently heading towards the 8.5 pence level. Hopefully see that over the next 4 to 6 weeks, maybe going into the middle part of January. Stop loss at the moment, back below the 20-day moving average, let's say around the 5.4, 5.5 pence level. But bullish at least while we hold above the 50-day line way down there at 4.75. Ideally, we don't break back below 5.5 pence ahead of 8.5 pence. Covered cyanocobalt a few days ago, I believe, and worth just catching up on it currently. Nice push there back towards the highs of the year, so around, 5.9 pence. End of day close through 5.9, and we can then start to dream of the top of the rising trend channel from back in July last year, currently pointing at 10 pence plus. Overall, while we're above the 50-day line at 4.95 pence, and that's a decent trading stop loss, we should be remaining in bull mode, especially after those multiple support points at and above the rising 200-day moving average at 3.58 pence. Covered Chesterfield a few days ago as well, and worth catching up with it at the moment, just because we've had nice break of recent resistance, the former November resistance of 14.4 pence. Above that on an end of day close today, which would be quite impressive for the first day of the month. We're looking to that resistance line projection on the daily chart from back in May, and that's currently promising a target as high as 22 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. And the upside really valid while we hold above recent 12.5 pence support, but ideally the low of today at 13 pence is not broken ahead of further moves into higher territory. Onto a company and a stock which has been slightly under the cosh from the bears of late, but good people there. And here we have Deep Verge coming through, hopefully on the chart. Interesting to follow this now after the change of name, because obviously there wasn't not much of a chart to go on, but we've broken that line of resistance there from October. That was at 25 pence, and while we're above that, looking for a target here at the top of the rising trend channel from last month, or rather from October, currently pointing as high as 40 pence. The upside scenario should remain intact, at least while we hold above that neckline resistance there at 25 pence, and we've got the 20-day line just below there, 24.6, so Deep Verge looking reasonably well set. On to a stock which is I know has a lot of private investor interest, and hopefully will maintain that. Nice little breakout here for ECR Minerals. It's a second day above the 50-day moving average, and hopefully we had a end of day close yesterday above it, and hopefully we'll maintain that today at 2.06 while we hold above the 50-day line, looking for that resistance line projection from back in March, currently pointing to around 3.25 pence, and hopefully that will be seen by the end of next month. Nice to see some decent support points there, well above the 200-day line, currently at 1.38, does indicate that this is a strong situation from a technical perspective. Also revisiting the following stock, Ince Group. Here we've got another stock trying to push into new highs, or near-term highs at least. Last month's resistance around 38 pence, and a decent end-of-day close and a weekly close above that level today and on Friday should be enough to take the shares up towards the top of the rising trend channel from April at 60 pence, hopefully over the next couple of months. I think maybe next month might be, end of next month might be pushing it, but while we remain above the recent swing low at 31.6 pence, the bullish scenario there looks to be in place, and ideally there isn't too much price action back below 30 pence ahead of 38 pence rather ahead of further gains into the 40s and beyond. Thought it was worth looking at one of the Barry Rowe twins today, the turn of Lansdowne Oil and Gas. Here you can see that we're just resting on that late October 1.4 pence support. There's some support there on the chart down towards 1.3 pence, which was support within October. And hopefully the shares will find a buyers down towards that area. Otherwise, this stage, really, what we really need to see is recovery of the 50-day line, currently around 1.7 pence. Any retracement probably looking for that in the first instance. Below 1.3 would rather upset the technical apple cart here, because 1.3 to 1.4 was previously resistance on the way up, in especially in July. So ideally, 1.3 to 1.4 does hold in the near term. Happiest story comes in the form of Metal Tiger, where we see the shares attempting to break into higher ground again. The 29 pence area was the peak in September, so hopefully we get a weekly close above that this week, or perhaps going into next week. In terms of what the target is here, looking towards the 40 pence level, which would be the top of the rising trend channel I'm attempting to draw at the moment. The resistance in the middle of last month was around 24 and a half pence, so above that, looking for 40 pence for Metal Tiger. Sunrise Resources has also cropped up today as a potential hot looking situation. The reason for saying that is that we've broken on the first day of this month last month's resistance line and the 20-day moving average at around 0.28 pence. End of day close above that, and we should see the shares hopefully retest August resistance up towards 0.4 pence over the next 4 to 6 weeks, or at least by the end of January. Stop loss and end of day close back below the 50-day moving average at 0.26 pence. Some recovery now in the sort of the COVID plays and the pharma stocks as well. Here we've got a trend line break for Tiziana, breaking the resistance around the 89 pence level. That's the November resistance line, and an end of day close above that should hopefully allow the shares to retest the 200-day moving average as they did during the middle part of last month. That's currently at 108 pence. So at least while we're above the support line here from March at 83 pence, looking towards 108, especially on a decent end of day close through the 90 pence zone. Stock which has certainly hurt the bulls over recent weeks is TriStar. Interesting that, well, this morning, in fact, we've had already a key reversal to the upside. Bear trap rebound from below 3 pence, which was the initial November support. So that's another plus point. And also broken neckline resistance on the way down at 5 pence. So an end of day close through 5 pence could take the shares back up towards the 20-day moving average at 8.75 pence, backed by the bullish divergence in the RSI window, i.e. the lower low to start December, but no lower low in the RSI window. So looking reasonably good as a bear trap rebound for TriStar, and 10 pence, which was resistance on the way down, looks like the best case scenario in the near term, i.e. the next week or so. Finishing off with a stock which is not quite so hairy, but looking encouraging nonetheless, the Works. Here we've got a V-shaped bull flag above the 200-day moving average, rather at 23 pence. All we're looking for now really is an end-of-day close at 29 pence plus, which was the November intraday closing resistance, intraday resistance rather, and above 29 pence, looking for a top of April triangle target as high as 45 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. So let's see if the shares manage to flip through resistance over the next few sessions. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.